Jesse and Jules's Ghost Squad.
And we have survived, if you're hearing us.
I'm still here. I can't believe it.
Yeah, we survived the night. We're currently coming to you from the old Albany jail, the Grand Hall in the middle of it, and we're not dead or possessed.
Do have to say, though, we did only get 2 hours sleep last night.
Yes, we didn't get much sleep. There was a lot going on last night, and we have a lot to cover in the show this morning.
Now, we did go Facebook Live for about 2 hours last night, and some things went down. Now, later on in the show, I'm going to reveal what times you need to go to in the video to go and check it out so you can see some freaky things happening.
Because as much fun as we are, you don't want to watch 2 hours of Facebook Live to find it all.
Hey, we're going to get our listeners on, Elizabeth and Sean, who stayed with us last night as well too. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they only got 2 hours sleep this morning as well.
There was one person who got a bit more sleep. Hey, but the reason we're doing all of this is it is Friday the 13th. And we were trying to survive. No one has ever survived in here. No one has ever stayed the night.
We are the first.
We are the first. The Jesse and Jules show hold the record. How good is that?
Guinness Book of Records, I reckon.
Yeah, first ever people to survive a night in the old Albany jail. So lots to cover this morning.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Now, we were staying in the Grand Hall. And the thing is that what we thought we'd do is after the tour finished, we would go for our own little tour. But before we left the Grand Hotel, the Grand Room, we set up a camera to go Facebook Live so that if anything happened while we were out, our listeners could tell us. Now, apparently some stuff went down. Now, I've got some times here where you can jump onto our Facebook. Just search Hit WA, jump on, and if you go to the 2 hour video at 27 minutes and 55 seconds, apparently there was a ghost in his a guy in his mid 20s sitting on the edge of
one of the beds.
Which, I mean, we went back, we had a look, we couldn't see anything.
From judging from the comments, it sounds like some people can see him and some people can't.
Right. So at another time as well too, at 53 minutes 08, when we had Tim, who works with us, sitting on a chair, we had some viewers saying that there was a guy sitting on the armrest of the chair he was sitting on.
Which was just, super creepy.
Creepy, right? But then at 1 hour and 33 minutes, this happened.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? Reflection?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness. I'm not even...
What? We legit. There was, like, a shadow with us. Like, legit.
Oh, okay, that is so scary.
So what happened was Tim and I went for a little walk near the women's quarters, which is apparently the scariest part of
the most active part of the prison. Yeah.
Now, as we were walking there, it was pitch dark, but there was light coming through one of the windows. I've got Tim here with me now.
Hello.
Now, we looked down on the ground and there was a reflection, it was like a light almost on the, like, towards the ground, right? And we thought maybe it was a reflection from our phones because we were filming.
Yeah.
But we moved, like, our phones and it just stayed there. Mm. And then when we stood still, it moved.
It moved around us. And it was the freakiest thing ever because we couldn't explain what this white light was that we saw.
Mm. But the video is just of your face, right?
Yeah. Well, it's actually pitch dark, so you can just hear, obviously, what you just heard. But what I want you to do is, for our listeners, to jump onto our Facebook page, Hit WA, go to the video and search those times. So 27, 55, 53, 08, and 133, and see if you can see anything. We're going to be taking your calls after 8 o'clock.
Yes, because some people seem to be able to see it, and some people don't. Mm. So if everyone goes and has a look, if you can see something.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
Jesse and Jules, and we're doing it from the old Albany jail today because we stayed here overnight. Jules, the first people to ever survive the night.
And our two lucky listeners that were chosen to stay the night with us.
I feel like we're the lucky ones for having them.
Yeah.
Because they gave us some solid backup last night.
Now we've got Elizabeth, who, like me, is a believer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, how are you?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Did you sleep okay?
Once I was asleep, but it took some time to get there. Yeah.
How did you feel about the tour?
The tour was good. Yeah, it probably calmed me down a bit.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Sean, you're the skeptic, mate. How are you feeling about the whole scenario?
Yeah, pretty good. Had a pretty decent night's sleep. It was just the air mattress that was getting.
You were.
Sean was so chill about the whole thing. He's not right at all.
In fact, obviously we were sleeping in the Grand Hall, and although we were moving around in groups, Sean was the only one that would just venture off on his own, and be back in the Grand Hall on his own, just chilling back in his bed.
I think my favourite thing that Sean did last night was, if you go back and watch our Facebook Live, we had a thing of the room just going, so if you saw any ghosts, you could comment and tell us while we were out venturing around. And Sean's come back in on his own, thrown his shoes in front of the camera, and then jumped in with the double finger pistols.
It was brilliant. But do you remember someone did comment and say that there was a young boy in his 20s?
Yeah. Apparently you scared him off, Sean. Did you see him at all?
I didn't see anything. No, just...
Well, apparently you flicked your shoes at him and he was like, oh, all right.
We'll give you some times in that video coming up soon, but Jesse, you want to quiz Elizabeth and I because apparently we weren't listening during the tour last night.
No, I don't know about Elizabeth.
Shock us.
I know that Jules definitely was mucking around quite a lot.
Mucking around? I was freaking out. There's a difference.
So not only did we get a little bit scared last night, but we also learnt quite a lot.
You did.
We always try to learn a little bit of history. Albany Jail, great for history. So what I thought we'd do up next is do a little bit of a quiz and see which one of you knows the most from our tour, all right?
Hope it's multiple choice.
There is some multiple choice.
I feel like after that bird flew at my head, I didn't retain any information.
We're going to do it next.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules.
Probably. While we were going around the jail last night getting the tour from Joy, who was very knowledgeable and was telling us all of the facts and history, I wondered how much attention you were paying, Jules.
Oh, come on. I was filming and trying to keep everyone up to date on Insta and Facebook of what was going down.
There was a lot of squealing and a lot of, running in and out of rooms.
Yeah, well, things were happening and lights were off and it wasn't good.
So what I thought we'd do is it will be you against Elizabeth. We're going to do a little Albany history quiz. Okay. All righty. So, three questions. You ready to go?
Or multiple choice?
No.
Oh, damn it.
What was the other name for the isolation cell in the jail? Buzz in with your
name. What about multiple choice?
No, it's... I give you a hint.
Oh, yes. Jules.
Okay, go.
The hole.
Close.
The black hole.
Yeah.
Oh! Correct.
Very well done. Yeah. And for bonus points, how many people did they pack in there at once?
19.
Very nice.
I'll share the points.
Yeah.
I'm about that.
Okay. Question number two. True or false? An application was made to turn the old jail into a nightclub.
True.
Oh, true. Both at the same time. That'll do. We'll split the points on that one, so it is still a tie.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the final question.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Is your competitiveness
going to come out? I just guessed, to be honest, because I didn't know.
Okay, well, this is multiple choice, all right?
Okay.
The jail was established in A, the 1820s, B, the 1850s, or C, the 1890s?
Jules. A.
Well, 1890s.
So one of you's going with A, one of you's going with C.
Yeah, and we're both wrong.
The correct answer is B. Which just about sums it up, really, doesn't it? It finishes up a tie, which is pretty apt, really.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
We're doing it from the old Albany convict jail, and we have been having an awesome time here. We stayed here last night and freaked ourselves out.
Yes.
Literally just out the front door of the hall that we slept in last night, someone was hanged. Years and years ago. So it is a very, very creepy place.
People died in the room here where we stayed, where we slept.
Did they really?
Yes, 47. Remember, we spoke to Andrew.
I thought that was the whole jail.
No. Oh, no, it happened in here.
That's not what Joy said.
Oh.
I'm getting conflicting thoughts now. Anyway.
It's no laughing matter. Seriously, we went Facebook Live last night because we thought, while we were out of this room, see if we can capture some moments, maybe frames coming off the walls, pillows getting thrown around.
Mm.
That didn't happen. However, listeners did see, I mean, viewers did see some things happening.
Yeah, and it was a bit weird because some people saw it and some people didn't. But the comments from a few people were the same thing. They were seeing the same stuff, which made us think some people must be seeing some stuff, you know?
Yeah. Now, one of those moments was at 27:55 of our Facebook Live video, which is up at our Facebook page. Just search Hit WA if you want to have a look. Apparently, on the end of the bed, there was a boy in his mid-20s just sitting on the edge of the bed. Now, one of our listeners, Sean, who was with us, was like playing a little bit of a prank, and he was throwing things across the room. But apparently, that ghost was there before Sean came in the room, muck around and throw some things across the camera, and he scared him away.
Yeah, and Sean didn't realize he was there. So
what we want you to do is jump on, have a look, and we want to know if anyone saw anything, to give us a call on 13, 12, 16. If you were one of the thousands of viewers on there last night and you saw something, give us a call on 13, 12, 16. We want to talk to you.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
And Gary from Kalgoorlie has seen something on the video. And what did you see, mate?
Yeah, so it was at the end, and Jules, you were with the bearded guy, and I think Jesse was there too, and you would hold the camera towards the corridor, and then when you moved it, there was this blue orb that just floated in, but as you moved the camera, it's kind of followed it until a certain point, and then it went away.
Okay, so we did hear about this last night, that because what happened was I was actually too scared to look down, and you would have heard me say that, so I just reached my arm out to film down the hallway of the women's quarters, and then pulled
it was
back
that part,
in.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
was that part?
I couldn't see that on the screen, and I was just like, oh, yeah, okay, people have commented heaps of stuff that I couldn't see, but someone screenshotted what they were seeing and then sent it in to us.
And circled it.
And circled it, and you could totally see it, and I was like, oh, mate, this is out of control. Now I don't know. Now I can't be a skeptic.
Because I've got a real sickening feeling right now.
Gary, I don't know whether to say thanks for the call this morning, mate, but you definitely identified the piece that we were looking for.
Well, guys, you're very brave. I wouldn't have done it last night, so thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, we're getting a plaque, but say thank you.
Yeah, we're getting a plaque. That's our payoff.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
And right now it is time for the Dirty Before 6:30. So if you haven't heard this segment before, it's not for little ears. So if there are little ears listening, earmuffs.
Earmuffs, yes.
Please. Okay, so you know how much I love, like, money-making ideas, right? Especially when women come up with these money-making ideas and it allows other women to jump on board as well too. I have come across possibly one of the best businesses ever.
Okay.
This lady from the UK, her name is Emma. Now, she actually quit her job to pursue this business.
Right.
And it all came after she wanted a unique Christmas gift for her boyfriend.
Okay.
Right? She loves pottery. She, like, you know, makes her own pots and whatever.
Yeah.
What she thought she would do was make a pot out of the shape of her boobs. Now, they call it a tit pot, right? So she made this for her partner and was like, here, babe, Merry Christmas. What happened from there, though, because obviously took a photo, went to social media, everyone was like, oh, my gosh, I want one.
Mm.
Now she has created her own business selling boob pot or tit pots.
Her...
Well, the thing is, you can either get hers or you can get your own, and she can actually make them just by you sending a photo. I mean, of course, you have to be over the age of consent to get that made.
I do.
But she can also do custom-made pots.
Right. I do have one question. How does it balance on the nib?
Look, there are so many questions, because I was thinking as well too, you know, how does it stand? Like, how is this going? How's a plant going to grow out of that?
What if you don't
I was
have...
more thinking that it was a hanging pot, you know?
Oh, very clever. Yeah. Does anyway. It hang lower as it gets older? Or?
I don't know, but I do just have to leave you with what she has named her business.
Yeah.
Pot your tits away, love.
Stick around. What's trending is up next.
Search Hit WA. Jump on, and if you go to the 2-hour video at 27 minutes and 55 seconds, apparently there was a ghost in his a guy in his mid 20s sitting on the edge of
one of the beds.
Which, I mean, we went back, we had a look, we couldn't see anything.
from judging from the comments, it sounds like some people can see him and some people can't.
Right. So at another time as well too, at 53 minutes 08, when we had Tim, who works with us, sitting on a chair, we had some viewers saying that there was a guy sitting on the armrest of the chair he was sitting on.
Which was just, yeah, super creepy.
Creepy, right? But then at 1 hour and 33 minutes, this happened.
Oh my god, did you see that? Reflection?
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh
my god.
Oh sh. Oh my goodness. I'm not even.
We legit. There was like a shadow with us. Like legit. Legit.
Oh, okay, that is so scary.
So what happened was Tim and I went for a little walk near the women's quarters, which is apparently the scariest part of...
The most active part of the prison, yeah.
Now, as we were walking there, it was pitch dark, but there was light coming through one of the windows. I've got Tim here with me now.
Hi, hello, Tim. Hello.
Now, we looked down on the ground and there was a reflection, like it was like a light almost on the, like towards the ground, right? And we thought maybe it was a reflection from our phones because we were filming.
Yeah.
But we moved, like, our phones and, it just stayed there. Mm. And then when we stood still, it moved.
It moved around us. And it was the freakiest thing ever because we couldn't explain what this white light was that we saw.
Mm. But the video is just of your face, right?
Yeah. Well, it's actually pitch dark, so you can just hear, obviously, what you just heard. But what I want you to do is, for our listeners, to jump onto our Facebook page, hit WA, go to the video and search those times. So 27:55, 53:08, and 1:33, and see if you can see anything. We're going to be taking your calls after 8 o'clock.
Yes, because some people seem to be able to see it, and some people don't. Mm. So if everyone goes and has a look, if you can see something.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM, the best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
13 years ago, someone tried to stay here and they'd only lasted till 1:30, apparently.
And the man who knows all the stories about it, Andrew Iden, who is the CEO of the Albany Historical Society. Welcome to the show, mate.
Thank you very much.
Now, you scared some, or put some very scary thoughts into us the other day, saying that no one had ever survived and there was a few spirits going around here. Are you surprised that we lasted, mate?
I am. I am.
So are we.
So are we.
I've got a guy out the back chipping a stone right now to put a plaque up.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Exactly, I was just wondering that. That was my first thought when I woke up this morning. It wasn't like, oh, I'm alive. It's just like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to get a plaque.
I think you deserve one.
Now, I got to say, Jules did encounter a little bit of something last night. What would be over near the women's quarters?
That's probably the most active of all the area in the jail. So.
Mm.
Which is why we decided to go there. Now, what we did see was it was like a reflection on, it was like a ground that was coming from the window. And obviously I had my phone up because I was recording. I mean, you're recording a video, and Tim, who was with me, had a ghost device. We thought it might have been a reflection from that. But when we moved those items in our hands, nothing happened. And then when we were still, the reflection then moved very quickly.
Right.
And then, of course, we screamed, which we'll play for you next.
It's just the stock standard response.
Yeah, I mean, the female section is by far the most. I think Joy would have told you that last night on your tour, that it was very much the epicenter of where it all goes on over there. So I honestly can't say. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, if you have not been here and you want to have a bit of a historical but also quite frightening experience, you have to come down and check it out. It's just very eerie. And do the night tour as well, I suggest. You guys do tours during the day as well?
We do. They're self-guided, though, of course. So.
Yeah.
Geez, I hope no one's going to come in here in the morning. I'm still in my pyjamas.
And that's really true.
That's a scary sight, to be honest.
Lucky it's your winter PJs, mate. You're all rugged up.
Hey, otherwise, Andrew... I'm naked during the summer, so you're very lucky.
No ghosts will be coming around. Hey, Andrew, thanks so much for teeing this up for us, mate, and letting us stay. We really appreciate it.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Now, for the past hour, we have been talking about that we went Facebook Live last night for about 2 hours, and listeners were, you know, commenting saying that they were seeing certain things in our videos, right? Now, we at the same time, we're also doing Instagram Live.
Yes.
That went for about 20 minutes, half an hour, right? Yeah. Now, as we were going through, we were watching the video as we were going live, and we didn't really see much at all. However, one of our viewers, Cooper, said that at a certain time in our Instagram live video, there something creepy happened when I put the camera on Tim, who's one of our announcers that is here with us today.
And at this point, we were in the cell that was specifically for deserting seamen and also Indigenous people as well. And it's got all markings and carvings all over the walls and all sorts. There's like faces in the grains in the wood. Like, it's a very...
Now, of all the video of the Facebook Live that we've watched, the video that Cooper sent through to us would possibly be the scariest video. Now, it only goes for 9 seconds. I have posted it on our Facebook page. Just search Hit WA, jump on and have a look, and you will see the distortion in this video when I put the camera on Tim. Like, it still gives me the chills every time I look at it. I can't stop watching it.
Because there's a moment where, and what was happening in that room is Tim was trying to call out and be like, yo, is there anyone there? You know, say hi to us and that kind of stuff, and trying to get a reaction. And but Tim seemed to be the one that they liked the most.
I know. Every time the camera was on Tim, we were getting responses that there was someone near him.
Yeah.
So jump onto our Facebook, Hit WA. There's a 9-second video on there of Tim. I mean, if anyone can explain it, go ahead. Tell us what the hell is going on.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.